according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, for I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am weak and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Rejoice, for your King is coming, and he wants to enter your hearts in a special way today. You know, a few weeks ago, Lois came into my office, and she was wearing a shirt and said, I choose joy. I choose joy. Because you know, Lois, you know, and for those of you who don't know, she was in studying here, and about 2 years ago, she was run over in the parking lot. And so she's going through, by all accounts, she should be dead. But she's going through extensive surgeries, and she's working full-time now here, but she still has, she stumbles around a little bit. But I was impressed with a t-shirt. I choose joy. I don't give a damn about the saying or whatever's going on. I choose joy. And that's, it reminded me of Galatians 5:1, where Paul writes, he says, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And what is that yoke of slavery? It's sin, folks. It's the sins, the desires of the flesh that war against the desires of the Spirit, the promptings of grace of the Holy Spirit within us. Christ says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am humble and gentle of heart. The yoke of Christ is different from just the yoke of the law, folks. Okay, so we know what's right and what's wrong, but that doesn't help us live it out. In the yoke of Christ, Christ gives us the grace, the power, to live and walk in the ways of his Father. It says in John 1, his own people received him not, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. We do not bear the yoke bears us. We do not bear grace. Grace bears us up, sisters and brothers. St. Paul tells us, you know, we have two choices. We can choose to live by the desires of the flesh. And he tells us what they are in Galatians. He says, immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of rage, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, opinions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. In contrast, Paul tells us the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and the like. In other words, the fruits of the Spirit are the result of living according to God's Word, according to His will, according to His grace, the Holy Spirit, and leads to life. Whereas if we keep following our own ways of doing things, our own ideas, the words of the works of the flesh, it's a dead end, folks. It leads to death, Paul tells us in today's second reading. So Paul Christ says, you know, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. It takes humility for us to deny ourselves, to renounce ourselves, and take up our cross, to walk in the footsteps of Christ. And we all push against the Holy Spirit. We all resist the grace of God. And the works of the flesh are always fighting against us. So we keep having to ask God for his help. So every morning with Christ, he asks us to offer ourselves with him. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. And also to bring our burdens before God, early, I really have a hard time. All right, you know, well, I'm so happy my son won this tournament. You know, my daughter got into her college. Just share those joys and those sorrows with our Lord. He wants to, you know, he wants to yoke himself to us. But we have to say yes to that. We have to buy our baptism. We were given, we were rooted in the Spirit. We were given God's grace. We were given the gift of eternal life. It says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We've been given that gift of eternal life, folks. It's yours. You've been saved. But we have to confirm it. We need to keep saying yes to it, sisters and brothers, so that we're growing more and more in that charity, in that love for God, in that love for others. So we just don't say yes, and that's it. But we need to keep striving. Paul says it in a lot of Hebrews, says it in Hebrews. You know, strive for that holiness without which you will not see God. So there's some work, some effort on our part, but again, it's Christ who's doing the bulk of the work for us, sisters and brothers. You know, listen, Christ presented himself as the wisdom of God in the mind. Compare what he says with what is said, say, in the book of Sirach. The book of Sirach says this: come aside to me, unto me. Take up lodging in the house of instruction. How long will you be deprived of wisdom's food? How long will you endure such bitter thirst? Submit your necks to her yoke, that your mind may accept her teaching. We have to be willing to get down with the Lord, folks. Get down where he's at. You know, these containers are lowly king. He's making humble, riding on ass. And he asks us to he says, you know, the wise and learned, I'm going to hear this message. They're too full of themselves. They're too full of their own learning. Their self-righteousness. They think they know better than God. Oh, the world tells us, that's all superstition. That's nonsense. Huh? What do you listen to that for? What are you going to ask for? That's all a myth. You heard that before, I'm sure. But Christ says, you know, take, I praise you, Father, that you hid it from the learned and the wise, what you have revealed to the marriage show. There's a certain humility, sisters and brothers, that we need to have when we come before the Word of God. When we come before our Lord in the universe, a certain humility we need to have. We need to empty ourselves in a sense of ourselves. Let go of our pride, our vanity. And try to hear that word. Maybe to hear it for the first time. You know, when we hear Christ speak to us, when we experience his love, then, you know, the church makes a lot more sense. The rules of the church are no longer seen as obligations or laws that are impeding our freedom, but it means to maintain and grow in that bond, in that relationship of love with Christ. So he says, come to me. Take my yoke. Learn from me. I am gentle and humble of heart. So we can choose joy, Jesus, over ourselves. To exalt Jesus over ourselves. To exalt his word, to trust in his word, to trust in his love for us, his willingness. Give me your sin. Give me your guilt. Give me your fear and your anxieties. Give me that self-deprecating tape in your head that you listen to from time to time. And know that you are precious in my sight. Have no anxiety about anything. So we need to give that to him. What a great exchange. He wants us to give all that garbage to him so that he can give us our heart, his heart, to give us his love. But we must take off that yoke of iniquity so that we can put on that yoke of his grace, of faith in him. You know, we live in a very competitive world, folks. And sometimes we get into the fight in the world, dog eat dog, and we forget what Christ said. We forget who we are and who we are called to be of Christ. And sometimes we forget that. But the Lord is with us, is still with us, and invites us to keep walking with him. We're going to stumble, we're going to fall, yes. But he will pick us up if we ask him. Lord, I'm sorry, I did it again. I'm such an ugly. You know, it's okay, my son. Here I am. Let me help you out. Dust you. Dust us all. So we can, you know, despite our best efforts, we're going to fall and we're going to pick up. And this is true for everyone. This is true for everyone. It's not just a select few. All of us are called. You are invited to invite others to accept Jesus and to choose Christ that your joy may be complete. God love you, God bless you.